The new exhibition at Embray Studios, 310 West Broad Street in Bethlehem, are Jan Croker's Childhood Memories. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The paintings in Childhood Memories were inspired by many simple childhood objects and memories and painted in her Kutztown studio. Jan Croker earned her MFA from Penn State and currently teaches drawing at Northampton Community College. The paintings in Childhood Memories were inspired by many simple childhood objects and memories. Her objects are also on display alongside the work, reminding us of how simple objects can evoke strong, powerful memories. Her paintings have been exhibited numerous times over the past 6 years, including shows in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. Last year, she took third place in the Alfresco Plein Air in Kutztown, and Dream Cake was a finalist in the 2012 Still Life category of Artist Magazine. Artist Jan Croker.
You always have someone who knows more than you. So I used Vincent van Gogh's writing. I also felt that I needed somebody's opinion who was a contemporary person. I go to the painting workshop about twice a year over at the Baum School. I paint in the painting workshop of Dana Van Horn. I really think he is an excellent teacher, but he doesn't push you to a style. When he feels that you could do something more, he pushes you to do something more. I've also, besides trying to take the skills I already had in mixing color and learn from Van Gogh, I've also had Dana whipping me along to push me to other things. A lot of people think, oh, I'm painting fruit, oh, I'm painting a glass, and then they just move on. But you really need to think about how you're painting what you're painting, how you're putting in the color and building the whole thing together.
When you set up a tableau, do you study it a long time before you even begin with the brush?
Sometimes the light is fleeting. I pull out the camera and I do a photo shoot and hope that I'm going to get the most intense piece of that light. Other times it's a great day and it can go forever. That's why that piece is called Dream Cake, because it's a cake made out of builder's material that I painted. And it was a dream because it didn't melt, it didn't turn gooey, it didn't get mushy in the sun, it just was there. I have a nice sunny window in the winter, so I can get 3 or 4 hours of almost the same sun from that one window. Other times, I'll have to come back and wait for a day where the light is similar, and it's hard to match that up. If you're really picky about light and color, no 2 days are really identical, and you have to really watch it.
Without knowing how or how to put a handle on it, or they have a sense of nostalgia to them, and it's not because some of them, like the candy shop, reminds you of a candy store when you were young or something. There's a sense from the colors that you've chosen and the light that you've chosen to reflect those colors that, to me anyway, creates a sense of nostalgia in them.
Well, so there's certain things I choose because of the shape that they are. I like the Fiesta Ware low bowls because they still make those, by the way. They just really make like a nice circle around the fruit when I put the fruit in those bowls. I like a rounded edge, and the refrigerator container has a rounded edge, and the Fiesta Ware bowls have a rounded edge, and that gives you that Art Deco feeling just because of the shape of the object.
Talk a little bit about what you were discussing before we started with the idea of pairing colors together and how that creates this, I don't know if it's exactly a tension.
That's called simultaneous contrast, and that's one of the things that Van Gogh was one of the first artists, if not the first, to notice and talk about. He never got to see the Mediterranean except for 3 days, and he went down to the Mediterranean in a little fishing village, and he noticed how that light just vibrates when it's a really intense moment, and he wrote about it. That, I think, is a really good thing to put. If you're trying to make people look at one side or another or move around the surface, I think simultaneous contrast is a really good thing to employ.
Does that add emotional depth?
I think it does. The idea of simultaneous contrast and use of complementary colors. Complementary colors are where colors are opposite on the color wheel. They set up the biggest contrast, like yin and yang, they're opposites. My big aha moment was that I discovered, I always prime with a color underneath my canvas. I was over at the art supply store, and there was a big tube of cadmium red. And because I had this big tube, I threw cadmium red in a lot of things and primed with this kind of medium red orange. I went to the Villard show at the Met, and it was amazing. I saw some Van Goghs that were primed in cadmium red. When that happened, I just about fell on the floor because I hadn't read that he had done that. It was that I had to see it, and all of a sudden it was just absolutely amazing to see that he discovered a similar thing that I had discovered.
Jan Crooker's childhood memories are on view in Embray Studio, 310 West Broad Street in Bethlehem. For more information, their phone number is 610-428-2484. More information also available at embraystudio.com. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.